What should politicians do? Each country must strike its own balance between the benefits of tracking the disease and the invasion of privacy, but South Korea and China show the power of big data and mass testing as a way of identifying cases and limiting their spread. Governments also need to anticipate the pandemic, because actions to slow its spread, such as banning crowds, are more effective if they are early. The best example of how to respond is Singapore, which has had many fewer cases than expected. Thanks to an efficient bureaucracy in a single small territory, world-class universal healthcare, and the well-learned lesson of SARS, an epidemic of a related virus in 2003, Singapore acted early. It has been able to make difficult trade-offs with public consent because its message has been consistent, science-based, and trusted. In the West, COVID-19 is a challenge to the generation of politicians who have taken power since the financial crisis. Many of them decry globalization and experts. They thrive on division and conflict. In some ways, the pandemic will play to their agenda. Countries may follow America and turn inward and close their borders. Insofar as shortages crimp the world economy, industries may pull back from globalization, though they would gain more protection by diversifying their supply chains. Yet the pandemic also puts doctors, scientists, and policy experts once again at the heart of government. Pandemics are quintessentially global affairs. Countries need to work together on treatment protocols, therapeutics, and, it is hoped, a vaccine. Worried voters may well have less of an appetite for the theatrical wrestling match of partisan politics. They need their governments to deal with the real problems they are facing, which is what politics should have been about all along.